questions about the listing. I'll get you over my director who's assigned in the area. He's actually jumping on the line with us. His name is Charlie.
Okay.
Thank you, Sean.
Hey, Sean. Hey, Sean, how are you doing? My name is Charlie.
Good.
Awesome.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. We're counting down the time here for a weekend with the family here, so you know, it's a good day. What about you?
I've been at a church camp for like 3-4 weeks now, and this Sunday I'll be actually to be going home and seeing my family on Sunday.
There you go. Okay, where at? Where is your church camp at?
Creston. It's out in Creston.
Okay.
If you know where the Creston Rodeo is and the Long Branch, it's like four minutes away from my house.
That's not bad. So you're not too far.
No.
Awesome. So hey, we were looking for just one person today to get a hold of this this listing that we're trying to fill.
Okay.
My colleague did go over it with you just a little bit. She did say that you seemed very interested in filling that position. But one thing I do want to ask is your mile radius, what areas are you willing to target? Because you did mention like real estate, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have like some specific zip codes that you would like to target so we can put you on those high-end neighborhoods?
I do, right now I do Cambria like every month.
Okay.
And, I'm looking, maybe getting into Paso and, San Luis some more.
Okay. I'm just making note. Okay.
And, I'll be happy to pick up more jobs in Arroyo Grande, like, if you find me on Google, I'm from Shandon all the way to Arroyo Grande.
Okay, so you cover a wide variety.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got 2 months in here. What's the mile radius that you usually cover? I mean, I don't see it here, but what's typically like a day, would you say?
The areas I mostly been doing lately is Shandon, Paso, Atascadero.
Okay, cool.
Wherever there's a real fire danger. Right now, Cal Fire also has me where there's really properties that have been empty and weed whacking. People that aren't doing like they're supposed to do, they're actually hiring me to come out and weed whack for them.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's all you do is you just do the weed whacking? Do you do anything else?
I do weed whacking. I do hedge trimming. I have a riding track, a Kubota that has a mower deck on it. I do big, large fields.
Okay. Nice.
The only thing I don't do right now is drip system and PB automatic sprinklers yet, but my dad's showing me how to do it, so that can probably go on, let people know.
Yeah, the more services, the better, because so how it works is that somebody that's searching for your services in your area, you will populate on that first page of Google. So think of it this way. If you offer 5 different services, you can be found 5 different ways on the first page of Google with those services. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. The only thing I don't do is the bug spraying after my weed abatement stuff. That's the only thing I don't do is the spraying.
Okay. That's fine. I'll notate that there too. Maybe you can have find maybe somebody that does that and then they can come out and just spray with you when you're done.
Yeah.
Might be something to think about, right?
Yeah, right now it's just me, and I'm trying to hire somebody else right now because this summer I got slammed. I got so busy. I was like 3-4 months out.
Wow, that's a good problem to have though.
Yeah, it started getting hit like from January all the way until like March and April. It's like I was booked all the way until then.
Okay. Now it's kind of slowed down a little bit, or how's that working for you?
It slowed down a little bit because the fire season, they don't want people mowing after 10. They want them to mow before 10, which right now, because I'm working a church camp, the last few weeks I haven't been able to do any mornings because up here I start at like 7 a.m. and I'm off at 7:30 p.m.
Oh, I get you. Okay, so it kind of ties up your time for right now.
Yeah, so probably starting Sunday afternoon or Monday, I can probably start doing it, weed whacking for people again.
Okay. And you are pretty new. You just have your Yelp page that's set up, I see right here. Do you have like a Facebook page where you post all your pictures on or anything like that?
I have Facebook. I post some there, but lately I've been having a competition with another guy, so I really don't post it on Facebook. I mostly do it on, Yelp a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they look at Google, they actually can find me and see all my jobs I have done.
Yeah, so
I just did one. The grass was 6 feet tall.
Yeah, I see one of the pictures. It looks, looks how you disappeared in there, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. So I do see that you don't have a Google Business profile at all. So what would happen is if somebody does search your name just because they know you, you would actually pop up right on Google and they'd be able to look at all your services. They wouldn't have to go through Yelp or anything like that, okay? Why I asked about Facebook though is because the return on investment with paired up with Facebook is a lot greater. I know you have somebody that, you know, is kind of wanting to kind of copy you and everything like that, but that's a good problem to have if they want to copy you because you're doing something right and they're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Right? What we do though is that I know you might not want to use it, but your customers use it. And what happens is when they're looking for you on Google and they might not buy because they might not just be ready or, you know, they might get busy so they put their phone down. What happens is we target those people back on Facebook. So now when they're on their timeline or their story, they're getting those advertisements to them and now they've seen you twice. And now your ROI jumps up because you're more relevant and your conversions are higher. That makes sense.
I've been wanting to get it on Facebook, but I was trying to wait until I actually got enough people established enough to actually be able to, people were like, oh yeah, he's been doing it quite a while. I was trying to get as much pictures and much jobs I possibly can before I add it to Facebook. It's like just about a month ago, I just did Google and Yelp.
Okay, you set up a Google? Because I don't see it when I search your name. I see the Yelp for sure, but I just don't see the Google.
Yeah, I think I got Yelp, but I'm working on Google.
Okay.
I'm just trying to right now. Google wants like $300-$400 to actually get it working, but it's like I can't afford $400 right now.
Yeah, no, that doesn't sound right. No. That doesn't sound accurate.
No.
Let me help you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll get you Google verified, okay? We'll help you set up your Google Business profile. It's not going to cost you $400 for that, okay?
Okay.
But so this program, what we'll do is we're going to have to send out submission to Google. You are licensed and insured, right?
I don't have insurance. I'm a self-provider.
Okay. Are you looking to maybe get that down the road?
I'm looking at getting insurance, and I'm trying to look into getting like fire insurance so I can actually do like gated communities, because right now gated communities aren't hiring me because they don't have fire insurance.
Right. Okay. So the reason why I ask is because Google, they're starting to crack down on that stuff. So it's okay that you don't have it. We can work around that right now. But when you have that, that's just like you're already seeing, when you have that stuff, it's going to make you look more credible to your customers, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Awesome. So like I said, we're going to help you with that, because I know sometimes a lot of people have trouble getting that Google Business Profile verified, all right? So they're going to send you a PIN verification, all right? So we're going to take, like, your address and everything. We're going to mail it to them. They're going to say, okay, cool. This is the address. We're going to send the PIN verification there. When you get that, it's going to be like a postcard, and it's going to be like a five-digit code on the back of that postcard. We need that, because now we're telling Google he's legit. You know, this is a real business. It is a real person. Now let's verify the account, and then we're able to start populating that to the first page. Okay.
Okay.
Now with Facebook, like I said, we're going to help you with your Facebook as well. I know you want to be a little more established. If you want to hire somebody, we can help you hire people. So we can run advertisements out to people that are willing to work, you know, quality workers as well, right? You need to help.
That's what's hard to find, is people that want to work.
Exactly. Oh, 100%. I totally agree with you. Trust me. I know.
I tell people that are asking, oh, you're hiring? I'm like, yeah, I'm hiring, but I don't want to babysit people. If you want to work, I'll pay you. If you don't want to work, I'm not going to pay you.
Yeah. It's pretty common sense, right? Yeah. So, like I said, we've done this with our clients before, where we get advertisements out there, maybe with somebody that has some experience that knows how to do these things. So you get somebody that you don't have to babysit and you don't have to train. They can just kind of pick up and go with you, and you guys can get the job. So we can help you in that aspect.
That's kind of what I'm looking for.
Yeah, so we can help you in that aspect as well. And I can notate that, okay?
Okay.
And I'll let my team know. So how it would work is within 30 to 45 days, okay, you'll start, your verification will be up and running with Google. You should start populating on that first page of Google. Within 7 to 14 days, you would have your Facebook ads up and running. Okay, we'll help you get those. And then within 5 to 7 days, you'll get us what you'll call your client login. And that's going to be able to track everything that we're doing. Okay, so we're upfront about everything. You'll be able to see the keywords you're being searched for. You'll be able to see the clicks from Google and Facebook. And then you'll also be able to see and track how many calls are coming from Google as well. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So everything here is a month-to-month service, okay? So we like to prove it to you each and every month that we can get you results. So I did give you a new in-business credit. Usually this service costs like $599 a month, but I gave you this new in-business credit, and I gave it to you for $249 a month, okay?
Okay.
And that's just month-to-month, all right? So if you're not happy with the service, which I highly doubt you will be, because we have a 97% retention rate on this service. People love this service. But if you aren't happy for whatever reason, you can just call in and say, hey, I want to cancel, and that's it. We cancel. There's no hidden fees or anything like that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let me see something right here. I want to make sure that I have everything correct for your business profile. So I have Sean's weed
abatement.
Yeah, okay, let me spell that out right here. Weed abatement. Okay, Sean's weed abatement. All right, and then Sean, what's that address you want? So that way we can send that PIN verification to you.
9395.
Okay.
H-U-E-R.
95. And then it's what? 9395.
It's 9395
H-U-E-R.
H-U-E-R. H-U-E-R-O.
Okay.
Creston, California.
Is it road? It's saying there's a road.
Yeah,
there.
It's okay. Where Road.
Okay.
Creston, California.
Okay.
93432.
Okay. And then the business phone number is 805-674-7645.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, cool. And then, Sharna, what's your last name?
Daily. D-A-I-L-Y, like the Daily News.
D-A-I-L-Y.
Yep.
Okay. And then what's an email address? So everything's going to go. You're going to get everything in writing, invoice, you know, even everything we talked about here, you'll get in writing as well, and it'll be shipped over to that email once this is, once we're done here. So what's a good email?
Okay.
Send it over to you.
It will be DAILYSHWN 29@gmail.com.
Okay. I'm going to repeat it back.
It's my name backwards.
Okay.
If you look at it, it's it wouldn't let me put an A because my last email I had was Sean Daly at 90@gmail.com, but somebody hacked my email like 3 months ago. So I put it DAILYSHWN 29@gmail.com.
Okay, so it's DAILY.
Yep.
SHWN29@gmail.com. For some reason, it's told it's invalid, but.
What, the email?
Yeah.
I get an email.
Oh, there it goes.
I get emails on that.
No, we're good. We're good. For some reason, my system just glitched and it was saying it wasn't invalid. But once I hit like your time zone, it said valid email. So maybe it just, didn't process it fast enough.
You're actually not the only one. There's like other people that try to send me an email and they're having glitches. So I was like, oh, okay. But yeah.
Okay. Well, like you said, you get them. So. It's a legit email. It says valid now, so we're good there.
Okay.
You're up north, you're Pacific Standard Time, you're up north. So we're just a hop, skip, and a jump away from you. We're down south. We're in Orange County.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's where our headquarters is.
Did you guys get rain yesterday?
Yeah, out of nowhere.
I got rain up here yesterday. It's like it went from no rain to 50% rain to 100% rain. It's like, and this is August.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. So I get up early in the morning and go to the gym before, you know, I go to work. And it started sprinkling. And then all of a sudden it just started raining out of nowhere. And I was like, what is going on here? I was like, we're in summertime. I was like, this is like earthquake weather.
Yeah, that was actually funny yesterday. We had an earthquake, and then it started raining.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had I filled it at the Christian camp I was at yesterday, and I read something on Facebook from a friend. She's like, oh, yeah, we had an earthquake, and then out of the blue, it was raining. Mm. I'm like, that's just weird.
Weird weather.
It is
weird weather. I mean, just all the stuff that the East Coast, or the, not even the East Coast, the North, Pacific West? Is that what it is? Is that what Pacific Northwest? They had like huge storms go through there. I guess it's like hurricane and like tornado season for them though too. So
yeah.
It's insane. I have like family in Nebraska, and they they tell me, like, the tornado stories, and I'm like, nah, I'm cool.
Yeah. I'll go with the earthquakes.
Yeah, I mean, at least you can run the other way, but still, I'm like, nah, I don't know if I want to do that.
Yeah.
All right, so Sean, so we do protect you here at Local Splash as well. So before we secure your payment, I do want to provide you with a security question. So the security question is a protection for you and for us. All right. So if somebody's calling in and they're pretending to be Sean, we're gonna ask, hey, what's your mother's maiden name? If they don't tell us that, we know it's not you. Okay. Same vice versa. If somebody's calling you on behalf of Local Splash, and I'm not saying they would, but if they do, and they don't ask you, you know, for example, hey, what's your mother's maiden name? Then you know it's not us. You can hang up the phone. You're like, nah, that's a scam. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have three questions. You can pick one of them. I have mother's maiden name. I have the city you were born in, or I have your pet, your first pet's name.
City.
Okay, what city were you born in?
I was born in San Luis Obispo.
Okay. My cousin actually goes to the college up there.
Oh, Cal Poly or Cuesta?
Cal Poly.
Oh.
Yeah, she's studying to be a doctor.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Okay, so I have that. Okay, so that's good. San Luis Obispo. All right, awesome. Okay, so here. Okay, so to secure this listing, what are you going to secure it with? Are you going to do a debit card? Are you going to do a credit card?
I'll do a credit card. Just let me walk up to my trailer because my wallet's in my camper right now.
Okay, yeah. Is it raining up there right now, or is it pretty, like, clear
no,
sky?
No, it's sunny, clear sky.
Because we're having, like, I know yesterday it rained in the morning and it was, like, overcast the whole day. Even right now, we have overcast down here. I mean, we're by the beach, so we get, like, that marine layer as well. But you guys are by the beach, too. You guys aren't that far.
Yeah, not that far.
Yeah, the weather is crazy. How long you been, you've been up there your whole life?
Yeah, I've been up here. My mom has lived here since 1972, and I've been here since, and I was born December 29th, 1983, so I've been up here my whole life.
There you go. Nice. Okay. It's always cool to stay home. Yeah, I've been down here, down south, Orange County, my whole life, so I was born here, moved to, like, L.A. County, like third grade-ish, and then came back to Orange County, and then unfortunately I'm back in LA County. It's crazy.
So it's gonna be a debit card.
Okay. Is it a MasterCard or a Visa?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And then I'm gonna be ready for that when you are.
Okay. So 4342.
4342, okay.
5624.
Okay.
5248.
Okay.
7596.
Okay. Can I read this back to you?
Yeah, you can read it back to me.
Okay, I just want to make sure I have it right on this end. Because I know one number could be a difference. So it's 4342-5624-5248-7596.
Yep.
Okay. And then what's the month of expiration and then the year?
12/26.
Okay, and then the digit code, the three-digit code?
It is 265.
Okay. All right, that's all set. Okay, so... Okay, Sean, before I do make any transactions here, I'm going to take you what's called a voice verification, okay? The reason being is I have you on a discounted free agreement, and it's an added protection for you, and this will all be sent with your invoice as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so if you don't understand any of the questions, just let me know. Say, hey, Charlie, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sounds good?
Yeah.
Awesome. Here we go. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Sean's Weed Abatement.
Nice. Please state your name and title within the business.
My full name is Sean Michael Daly.
Mm-hmm. And then your title?
And my title, I do it for fire safety.
Awesome. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Awesome. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. To get results as fast as possible, Sean, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, Sean, please be advised you will receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided
okay.
with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's where that security question city you were born in, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Awesome. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Awesome. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is August 11th, in the non-refundable of $249. Okay, so when the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 11th for the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Awesome. And that number will actually be emailed to you as well, okay?
Okay. That would be great because I don't have a PIN right now.
Yeah. Everything will be emailed to you, like I said. So.
Okay. That would be great.
Awesome. So, Sean, okay, awesome. So there's 2 things I just need from you, and then we'll wrap this up. One is I need to schedule a call with you. My tech team is going to get a hold of you. They're going to make sure everything is correct here. They want to make sure the services are correct that you offer. And then they want to make sure the cities and everything like that, okay? They're also going to ask you, with your Facebook page, they're going to need access to that as well. So they're going to go in a deep dive with you. It's going to take around 30 to 45 minutes to ask you all these questions. I would give yourself about an hour because if you have questions based off of their questions, they'll be able to answer those as well. Okay. So next week, what does your schedule look like that we could, get you all set up here?
Let me, so I'm, I'm free. You call me next week or the following week. I have no one at the camp for at least 2 weeks, so you can catch me on my phone. The earliest is 9-10 o'clock is the earliest I usually am on my phone. I have my phone on.
Okay. So we get in the office at 7 a.m. So so if you want us to call you at 9 a.m. on Monday, that's fine. Does that work for you?
This Monday or the following Monday?
This Monday coming up, the 14th.
Okay. If you do, I'll actually be on the road. I'm actually heading to L.A. on Monday.
Oh, nice. Okay. That's perfect. I mean, they're just gonna talk to you about it. So it's gonna be a phone call. You'll be able to like talk and drive at the same time, unless you don't have like speaker or Bluetooth.
My dad drives me everywhere because I have seizures. So DMV won't let me have a driver's license yet.
Yep. You have to go like 2 years or something like that without like
I have the DMV now just updated it. You have to go 5 years without a seizure.
Wow.
Yeah.
I
had a seizure like 3 or 4 months ago, and I was on I had a perfect record until I used to work for Vons, and they gave me so much stress one day. I am going home, having a seizure, and waking up at like 3:30 in the morning at the hospital. It's like, that just shot my driver's license out the window.
Yeah, I know. Oh, that's tough. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you
it is.
Yeah, I know.
That's kind of why. I started my own business.
Yeah.
Less
yeah.
Stress.
No, good for you. Yeah. No, good for you. Yeah, I know somebody that personally that has to, you know, deal with that. It's not fun, and it is, and I do empathize with you on that. So, I do apologize that you have to go through that.
Thank you.
All right, let's see here. I'm just writing here in the notes for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we're good there. Okay, so we would be good 9 a.m. on the road. On Monday, you'd be able to talk to them, my team?
Yeah, I should be able to.
Okay. If anything changes, like, let me know. And you can shoot me a text message. I'll text you right now.
Okay, that would be great because right now I'm where that I can't even write anything. So anything that you need to send me, it'll be good if in a text or in an email, and then I'm usually real good at getting back to you on a text or an email.
So I'm sending you an email right now. It's going to be a Google Calendar email.
Okay.
And then you'll just be able to accept that. While I'm doing that, I did send you, you should have gotten a text message from us, Local Splash. Check to see if you got that.
Okay. Yeah, I got two of them.
Okay. Wow, looks like you got more than two. Okay. Go to the one where it says, Sean, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of it. It should have been like the first one that got sent to you. And it has a link.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Thank you. Thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yeah, so there's a link right there that says localsplash.com/terms. Click on that link.
Okay.
Okay. And it's going to take you to our terms and conditions page. And then you just need to click the little box on the bottom. It's basically what we talked about that's in there already. But click the box on the bottom and then sign it. have your name as Sean Bailey. I didn't put your middle name in there. But you could just sign it as Sean Bailey, and then it's going to take you to a login form. It's going to be like a username and password. Let me know when you're there.
Okay, I'm at to agree, please sign in. Click here and type your name as seen above.
Okay, yeah, so it's okay. Sean Bailey. Yeah. So click the little box. That's above that though. There's like a little checkbox that says you're the, you know, account holder for.
Yeah, I just clicked on it.
Okay. And then sign the name, click submit or confirm.
Okay, I just clicked on it. It says username and password.
Okay. Awesome. So that's going to be the tracking system. We're going to send that to you after your onboarding call. It will take around 5 to 7 days to get that up and running for you. But once that is there, you'll be able to log in there and check what you're listed for, what your Facebooks are doing, you know, the clicks, everything like that that we went over before, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm sending you an email right now. I just sent it to you. It's the Google Calendar.
Okay. You want me to go check the email or?
You don't have to right now. You can accept it whenever you want, but it's there. So
I'll check it out tonight because I'm actually at the camp. I'm in the kitchen actually trying to prepare the meal for the kids.
Okay, that's fine. So I sent that to you. If, like I said, if anything changes, I'm going to send you a text message with my name and number on there.
Okay.
Text me here. If you're like, hey, I can't make the meeting, let me know, and I'll reschedule it for you for a better time. Okay?
Okay.
You got any more questions for me, Sean?
No, it sounds like a very good investment. I can go with 99% average.
Yeah.
That's one thing I've been really afraid to put it out there because everyone I have looked, it's like 60, 70% or 50% average. Mm-hmm. It's like, no.
Yeah,
I actually wanted to be able to good. I wanted to be good enough where people can actually find me.
Yeah, you'll be on that first page within, like I said, the 30 to 45 days, and your Google business will be certified, all right?
Okay.
All right, Sean, well, I want to say welcome to Local Splash. We are a family here, so if you have anything, you can always feel free to call me. My number is in the email that you have as well, that 877 number.
Okay.
If you want, somebody will pick up. You can say, hey, can I speak to Charlie? I just need to ask him some questions. And,
okay.
You know, I'm open over here, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, Sean, we'll be reaching out to you Monday if nothing changes, but have a wonderful weekend and have fun at your church camp, all right?
Thank you. You have a good weekend, too.
Thank you, buddy. See you later.
Bye. All right, bye.